This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
From the Valley of the Jolly.
Ho, ho, ho.
Green Giant.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I felt as though I had a really long weekend. I felt like it was just a marathon. I thought it was great. It was longer than it normally feels. It was full of activity, and it was wonderful. Happy Monday. Welcome back to your Monday, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, pioneering digital media since 2009. Delightful to have you with us today. I had a little bit of an issue getting in here today because I have to drive all the way across town to see my chiropractor.
Uh-huh.
And when I got to my chiropractor's office, my chiropractor was not in residence, and I had an appointment this morning, and they informed me at the front desk that he is taking a leave of absence. He's in a bit of a court thing with that happens, I guess, with medical professionals.
Oh dear. Was he were you still able to pay? Did they allow you to pay?
No, I didn't pay. Said some the way he expressed it was one of his older clients had been hurt on the table, and so they are taking issue with him, and it's a whole thing. The old people down here. Well, we actually have a video of my chiropractor. Roll the video of my chiropractor, please, if you don't mind.
This might feel a little different.
Okay.
Wow. He's muscular. You want a strong chiropractor.
I've played those before on the show. Wow.
Why does he have the sunglasses?
Let's take another look
at it. He's got like Terminator sunglasses.
Let's see what's good.
This might feel a little different.
Okay. Ow! Oh, my God, I feel
it's like some
amazing
eye protection.
Yeah. Mike, don't you usually wear sunglasses when you're at the medical facility?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I know.
At any medical place I have. That's it. No, it's not Medicare fraud, but thank you, people. Yeah. And thanks to our wonderful commenters.
Well, forget. They haven't proven anything.
Right. By the way, me for a moment because I lost a dentist that way.
We are doing everything we can to build up our YouTube channel. So please make sure you like this video and make sure you subscribe to us and all that good stuff. And if you're in the comments and you want to drop us a super chat, we would appreciate that as well. It is Monday. It is June. Is it really already the end of June?
Yeah,
is
we're nearing the end of June.
29th.
9 days into the lunar summer, the actual summer. So we're really in the thick of it.
Well, before we go on with the show, I think it's pretty important that we check in and see what Larry Penning is doing.
Who?
Larry. Let's check in
Should
with
I know
Larry Penning.
Penning.
Yeah, well,
Penning?
You'll know him after today.
Okay. My thrifted home here in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. It is Wednesday night. We had to go to Dover for an appointment this morning, which took an hour to get there, an hour to get back. We're there about 2 hours. Then spent the whole afternoon rearranging the screen porch, getting it to work the way I want it to work, removing some furniture. I'm tired, but
yeah, of course.
Let's see. Oh, I have to tell you what I'm wearing first, don't I? This is Belk. It's saddlebred. Okay. Yeah. Shirt came from Belk. I love the shirt.
Yeah, I like
pants.
The shirt.
They came from Belk. Having my white shoes, white belt. And I love the way this jacket goes so well with this shirt.
That's
Let's see what Dave is wearing.
What's Dave wearing? Here comes Dave.
Oh, does Dave
wear coordinated. Dave is wearing the pink jacket. This is saddlebred from Belk. This, however, is from J. Crew.
J. Crew.
Wonderful blue pants, white belt.
Kind of like Dave better than Larry tonight.
Well, I mean, a hat is very
bold. Oh, and we have this little pin. So.
Bob's your uncle.
Oh, and tonight is our group, the Black Tie Club International. And once a month, the last Wednesday of the month, they do Boys Night Out. So we're all meeting at Aqua this evening. So the whole gang will be there.
Come on, Larry.
And Bob's your uncle. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you very much, Larry. I appreciate that. That's really good.
My father used to call it a classic New Jersey Atlantic City ensemble, the white belt and white shoes. Because separated, they're not great. But together, their power is marvelous. And I love that they were both wearing that.
Did either of you two see Larry out at King's Dominion this weekend when you were out there?
I did not. Did you, Josh?
Well, he might have been at the meet and greet. For the performers.
Yeah, hard to keep track. Well, yeah, there was a lovely meet and greet after the fake Cirque du Soleil show.
This was the weekend. Rob popped a few videos up there, and you guys were under the tower doing a little meet and greet at King's Dominion at KD. And then it was off to explore the park, and Rob described it as the best day ever.
It really was.
And it was a great day.
That's for both of you. It's hard for me to just describe how sad that is to me, but that's fine. I don't. There he is.
Look, same cup.
Hey, I got my cup.
Oh, it
here.
Is the same cup?
Yep.
Oh, look at that. Is that 16 ounces?
It doesn't matter, Mike, because
it's 20 ounces.
Every 15 minutes, you can fill it at any refreshment station.
That is such a great deal. Yeah. That is such a great deal.
You know,
deal.
With enough ice, Mike, I'm almost coming around on Coke Zero. Almost.
Okay, really? And I'm not a fan. I'm the Diet Coke. I've got my Liquid IV.
It's sharper.
Former sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. Come back to us, Liquid IV. We love you. We'd love you to come back and join podcasts again. It would be really nice if you could do that. So it was KD. Josh, you drove from your summer camp or the Outer Banks or wherever you were.
I was on my way from New Jersey to the Outer Banks, so it just stopped
right
off 95. On the way.
The only thing that I took from the commentary was that, A, you guys were having a good time, but Josh was not happy with his accommodations on the trip to
Kingston. Well,
Kingston.
I know that when Josh and I last spoke on Friday late afternoon, he wasn't sure if he was going to grab a hotel where he was and then drive to KD in the morning or drive to KD that afternoon and get a hotel so when he woke up he was fresh and ready to go to the park. And I believe Josh can reveal what his choice was.
Well, I would tell you that coming down Friday afternoon...
Well, it would have been Friday night. Friday. Yeah, it was you know, 6
just probably the worst part of any trip would be coming through D.C. on the 95 corridor. Well, I mean, it's always difficult that in that direction on a Friday evening or an afternoon, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, that's why I did it on Friday night, because I did go by and work on a show with Chad on Friday night, and then after that,
you get it all laid out. You get all your your base is covered. That's very, very well thought out.
He's also
that's
booked
good.
Through April. If you need him, you better get in now. It's like getting a wedding venue.
Tickets are very difficult to get.
Very sparse. They really are.
Yes, so very sparse.
I think I was leaving Fairfax around 11 p.m. And I looked and the GPS said an hour and 15 minutes to King's Dominion. And I said, well, if I wait until Saturday morning, that's going to be 2 hours.
Yep.
So I'll go now and get a hotel there. And they've got a lovely hotel right next to King's Dominion. You can see the Eiffel Tower out your window, called the Red Roof Inn.
Oh, we'll leave the light on for you, just like Barrister 8 said on
and
our
also,
comment group.
And also, remember, some years ago, Red, the Red Roof Bobblehead.
Hi, this is Red, the Red Roof Bobblehead. Now, was that John Goodman?
It was.
That's long time ago, right? Because that's when he needed to do that kind of extra hustle, right?
He did. Now, I know you've been to Super Bowls and you've been to big events all around the world, really.
U.S. Open golf tournaments.
Yeah, and when you go to a place
I've been to a World Series.
That is a destination. You know, it's often surrounded by many hotels and places where you can stay.
Been to the Dillard's New Year's Day sale about 10, 15 years ago.
Did you see Larry Penning there?
Yeah. Well, let's check in. Josh, let's check in with Larry Penning and see if I saw him at Dillard's. Let's see what he's up to. Larry, are you there? Larry.
Hey, Larry. Welcome to my thrifted home.
Oh, wow. Look at him.
Beach, Delaware. It is Sunday night, and tonight is our pretend anniversary. Friday was our 22nd wedding anniversary.
Wonderful.
We've been together 32 years.
That's
and
great.
We 32 would go to years. The Blue Moon That's and have our usual table and our whole dinner, and people were meeting us for drinks before, and I was in the hospital. So we're doing it tonight. And he put out all the previous anniversary cards on the dining room table, and I saw him Friday morning, but we went off to the emergency room, and I didn't look. I said,
I'm sorry.
Sunday, we'll just make it our anniversary.
I hope he lasts a long time. Yeah, now I'm getting
concerned. We're going to the club for dinner, and we're meeting the same friends who are going to join us at the Blue Moon. So, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. So that's what we're doing. And this is what we were going to wear. Yeah. This is Seersucker from J. Crew.
Oh, it's
wearing
nice.
It as a tux, as a dinner jacket with their tux.
Sure it works.
I have on my Stubbs and Wooten velvet loafers.
Yes.
And I think you won't be surprised by what Dave is wearing. Let's see what Dave is wearing.
Is he in his baby New Year outfit?
Oh, Chris and Kent will be there, and Dwayne and Michael and Carl.
Dave.
Carol, Dave. David.
And
Dave.
Here comes Dave.
Here comes Dave.
Is it Dave Penning? Or?
Exactly
all right, there's Dave.
Outfit. Oh, Dave.
And he found... Oh, and look at his piano socks. Oh,
yeah, look at those,
and
Mike.
He found
look at
this wonderful bear to go for our anniversary.
So, there it is.
And he's, and he's got polka dots, and I have a little stripe
just
on my
look at that.
Pocket
is he going to say Bob's your uncle again?
I hope.
Bob's your uncle.
There it is. Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
Have a
wonderful day. Thank you. Yeah. Bye.
Do you think Dave speaks, or do you think Dave is mute?
No, Dave does not really speak.
Yeah.
It's like
not that I've
situation.
Seen 500 of these, but Dave doesn't.
I've only seen the two, and here are some observations I'd like to offer that you could either.
Sway's a perfect outfit to break camp. That's funny.
I have a couple observations that you could either confirm or deny for me.
Sure. I'm a fan, as you can probably tell.
They've been together for a long time, and I
32
think 32
years.
Great. Do we know if Dave's last name is also Penning?
I don't know, and I it sounds to me, and I want you to listen to this. The it's Penning on TikTok.
Sure.
I think that's where his page is. So I think it is Penning, but it sounds like he says Pennington, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it does.
Or
Bennington, like our buddy Ron.
Hey, how you doing there? That's good. That's look at that pizza, son of a bitch.
Well, I'm sorry that he had to go to the emergency room. He looked remarkably well.
He did. He did. Yeah. I think if you follow him like I do, he's had some issues back and forth, But
The last question I have is, do you think Dave enjoys the TikTok feed, or does he just put up with it?
I think he enjoys it. I think he enjoys the fact that Larry takes the lead and does all the talking, and
Larry
Dave just
Penning.
Has to get... I think Dave likes to be on the camera, too. I think he enjoys that. He really, really does.
Well, if you dress up in a seersucker tuxedo, you're not doing it for yourself.
Well,
you want other people to see
it. I'm spreading the word for Larry, and I love Larry, and I love David, and I want them to be...
I'm Team David.
Get many more followers. What's that?
I'm Team David. I think he stands off camera being, come on, get on with it, get on with it. Call me out.
I think David looks a little like Ed Harris in the face if you look at him.
I wonder if David has made any movies in the past.
I don't know.
He could have been. You know, I'm going to go and check the National Treasure films.
My show, The Dutton Rants, renewed for season two. Yay. Yay, rah, rah. Beth and Rip Wheeler, they're still at it now.
Have you seen on FX the other show, The Penning Ranch?
I have not seen that particular
show.
It's great.
They raise rabbits.
And they have different outfits.
Every week. often coordinated.
There you go. So you're at King's Dominion.
There's many hotels and hospitality services surrounding the actual park. You know, I've talked about the truck stop.
There are many hotels.
There are, Mike. I stayed at the truck stop where when you checked in, you would see oftentimes truckers in their Crocs and bathrobes.
There was a motel at the truck stop?
Okay. Yeah, the Olo.
Yeah, the Olo. It's Oyo. I think it's Oyo, isn't it? O-Y-O?
It might be Oyo.
But, Mike, if you want real quality for under $50 a night, that's the place to go. But Josh had a little more money, I think.
And what I do is I use the Hotels.com app, and I look, and the Oyo was $45 a night.
Good deal.
And that seemed a little too cheap to me. The
what
Hampton
was the,
Inn
was
like the $160. That
the
was
Hampton
too much.
Inn is really great.
I mean,
so the Red Roof was $114. So I found that in the middle.
Idea at my age of paying $160 for a Hampton Inn.
Yeah.
And this is new. This is the last year and a half, 2 years that this has exploded like this. And we travel for baseball tournaments. I mean, Jesus. Sticking it to the common dude.
It wasn't long ago that the Hampton was in the $90 range, and you got a like continental breakfast.
Yeah, like a year ago, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And even and that was like when it kicked up. Yeah, go ahead.
You don't get housekeeping now at any hotels.
Yuck.
What do you mean?
Don't come. They don't come and clean your room and make your beds.
Yes, they do.
Not if you stay for less than like 3 days.
You really?
You just show up
you have
up
to like request it.
Oh.
I stayed at the Marriott. I stayed at the airport Marriott, and I didn't. I thought that they maybe were, you know, that it was a quick turnaround where I was Friday night and Saturday night, and no, they didn't do that.
You know,
they?
I know that housekeeping in the rooms was standard on a daily basis at the Park
my
Central,
room. And my room was covered with vomit on Saturday morning,
and you woke up clean as a whistle. But at the Park Central in New York City, the rooms were fine, but it was the hallways that would get you.
It's covered with vomit, and it had all these little umbrellas on the floor.
Remember every day I could umbrellas. Come into the studio and report to you whether or not the Band-Aid was still in my hallway?
So disgusting. So nasty. But, you know, that's the way of the world now. Yeah, that's just another one of those areas where they've priced themselves out again. Thank you, thank you.
And also, Mike, I feel I would be remiss if I didn't mention the place in Southern Virginia that I went that had a mushroom growing out under the refrigerator.
You have been at some real flea bags. We went to a place.
You go cheap.
I think everybody goes, the bargains.
By the way, going cheap though used to be. Yeah, that's not great. Yeah. But the La Quinta where I had the dogs was gross. I don't know if I'd ever stay
that
there
means
again.
The Quinta.
But if you're getting into the $160 range, for a Hampton Inn,
and I'm getting there at like 12:30 at night, so it's like it's not like I'm going to use that room much.
Right. What was the RRI? What was that fee? What did that set you back for? 90 something, you said? The Red Roof Inn?
Red Roof Inn, 114.
Oh, God.
So right. I pay the 114.
Do you think, Mike, what do you think would be fair for a Red Roof Inn? Because you know the different
$75.
Echelons. I was thinking 80. I think 80 would be about fair, don't you? 80
$48.50.
That's Mike. That's mushroom territory. You can't pay that.
$48.50. These are things that I remember for you. If you went back and you could do it on AI, you could say what did Red Roof Inn charge for a room 10 years ago? Mm-hmm. That would be 2016.
Yeah.
That would be what did they charge for a room in 2016?
And you will see. And if that comes up, bring up
and then
the-
Rob, hold on, and do the math. All right, because you like the percentages. You can do percentages if they charge this in 2016.
Here you go. The average price in 2026 is $110.
$110. Yep.
All right.
The average price in 2016, $58.
There it is.
Oh, it's double.
I can do that math. That's 100%. Almost 50%.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Or 100%.
And that doesn't even include the escort upcharge.
But that shows you where we are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's stunning.
And you have no other option than to play it, than to pay it. I mean, you have
Well, check the national wages.
Yeah.
You know, what have wages gone up in the last 10 years?
So true.
That's all you need to think about. That's it. So you get in there for over $100, and you are thrilled, I guess, with the quality because it's a really solid chain.
So it's
and
one of
close
those,
by,
It's one of those where the doors to the hotel rooms are on the outside. Like there's no hallway or anything. You know what
I mean? Technically a motel.
I don't think that makes it a motel versus a hotel, but I don't know the differences.
Okay.
You're saying motels mean there's no
Red Roof Inn is a motel.
I always thought that motel meant access from the parking lot where a hotel you would enjoy a lobby.
I think motels can have lobbies, too.
Okay, all right.
So I walk into this motel room, and first thing I notice is the AC has not been on.
Oh.
So I go over and press the AC, and it kind of shifts like it's fallen out of the wall. So here's my AC, and if you can see, there's a giant crack. That's from when I pressed the power button.
These pictures are new
to
me.
So the separation between the mounting unit on the wall and the machine, that occurred when you pressed the button?
It did, yes.
Hey, you know what else is great about that picture, Mike, is the vinyl chair.
Oh, and that chair? Very sticky.
Ah! Oh,
because it's vinyl, and the AC hasn't been on all day.
Yeah. Did it kick on when you pressed the button?
It did kick on.
Okay, that's good.
And I'll tell you by the next...
The air that came out
Rob,
that was
Rob,
cool.
We all have questions, but okay. Let's try not to ask them every 6.3 okay. seconds.
Just
all
curious.
Right?
This is key, though. I
understand.
That...
You're excited. But you were there,
I've got
Rob.
That
You've
answer in
this.
My next description, Rob.
Okay, go ahead.
Very good.
By
very
the
good.
Morning, my room was like an icebox. So it worked very well.
That's right. A win.
But it didn't smell black moldy, the air that was coming out of the air conditioner?
No more than the rest of the room.
Okay, because sometimes, Mike, they sort of reek of Freon, and that's no
you
good.
You have indicated that this was not the best experience that you had.
Well,
what, if you had air
conditioning? You know, the next thing you do after you turn on the AC and drop your bags is you head to the bathroom. And I go to press the light switch.
Hey, now.
And can you see this light? How this light switch is hanging off the wall?
Yeah, not really stellar construction.
It's not just the plate; it's the entire electrical box. Because when you hit the one light switch, the other side comes out even more.
Oh God!
So this is the second unit of an electrical nature that is not really adhered to the wall properly.
Yeah.
So the building still stands, Mike.
You've seen this building, Rob, multiple times. Right?
You got to see it if you pull in off. It's Mike. It's at 1600 Theme Park Way, 16,000 Theme Park Way. You see
I remember
it when you
that
pull
address.
In, yeah.
I remember that.
So I see this, and I say, "Well, they clearly have had to do some construction up here, some cleanup." And I also notice it because my sock gets caught on the floor because there was a separation in the little panels of wood.
I love the detail.
And my sock got stuck there immediately after the light switch.
You know, if that wasn't made of a space-age polymer, that floor looks like it's made out of a reclaimed barn.
That is really, I mean, when you're talking about flooring, and by the way, in my own home, the tile work was not perfect. And we have an area by the kitchen table where if I try to just slide the chair into the kitchen table, there's a little bit of a lip there where they
no
didn't do
luck,
it perfectly.
Huh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you can see how my hotel is not great. But it's late. I want to sleep.
My
I close the door.
Sock gets caught.
It does. I close the door. I put the little old school little. You can tell how old the hotel was because the secondary lock was the chain. You normally don't see the chain
not
anymore
even the
versus
slide.
The bar.
You don't see the chain. Yeah. You really don't.
Chain.
That's awesome.
So I do
that.
I go, whatever. I'm going to bed. And that's when I realize someone can come into my room anytime they want. And there might already be someone inside my room.
Why would
you
say this?
Because as I lay down, above my head is an attic access.
Oh, my God.
And I pushed my hands up. It's
and
not
it opened?
Strapped down. I
oh,
opened
no,
up.
It's opened?
It was not open, but I was able to open it. And
but
you
could just push it up and the thing wasn't like nailed or glued
nope.
down?
Nope. I put my hand up and pushed the thing up about
is
2 inches.
Is that missing paint also on the right side?
That is missing paint. Yes.
It looks like maybe they were going for a more rustic look and then they gave up.
But this is when I realized I might be murdered tonight.
Yeah.
What is the movie? What is the movie about the motel? Where they're all like they can see in the windows and stuff like that, and they go down like a hallway. Somebody in the comments help me out here. This I'm giving very little information.
There was a Netflix movie about a guy who owned the hotel and would climb up into his attic access and crawl down where he had little peepholes into every room.
That's what I thought, and it was like an old vintage. I want to say it was out in the Vegas area, motel.
Yeah,
it was.
I remember that.
No, it was not No Country for Old Men. It was not that.
It was not Psycho either.
It was not Psycho, but this was, it ends in an orgy of violence. I know that. That's how the, I wish I could remember. It's something like at the Starlight Inn or something, some weird thing like that. Somebody will get it. Somebody will get it
Is
soon,
it,
I hope.
Scoob suggests Bad Day at the El Royale?
Bad Day at the El Royale. Way to go, Scoob.
Oh,
good
I
job.
I have that Blu-ray. Yeah. I've never watched it. It's worth
bad
watching.
Bad Day at the El Royale. Scoob 8440 or 8444. Thank you very much.
I will
that's
look
awesome.
At it.
That's great. I love that. And that's a really good motel movie. That's what I'm getting. Those are the vibes I'm getting when you're talking
Don't
about
you love
it.
A good motel movie?
Oh, there's nothing like it. Yeah. Absolutely. So what else happened, Josh?
Well, so I see that attic access.
I would freak
I get a little
my
concerned,
ass out. Mm-hmm.
But I'm too tired. So I say, if it's time to die, it'll be here. I'm
a man of faith. He is a man of faith.
Did you have the inclination in your fatigued state to get a chair and perhaps, because you're tall, you probably reach up and touch that thing. Well, but if you could, did you take a peek upstairs to look around and see what was happening?
I was tempted to. Now, I was very tired, so I went to sleep and said, if I'm still alive in the morning, I will climb up there and take a look. Now,
you know what I would have done?
Spoiler, I survived.
I would put a small folded piece of paper in the attic latch so he knows when he woke up if it had been moved. Because if you were to access the room with the attic, the piece of paper would fall out.
I did move and put my gigantic duffel bag beneath the attic access, thinking the guy would make some noise when he hit my bag.
Oh, my God.
I did do that.
Oh, man. Now, one of the first things I noticed when I go into a cheap place, the smell. Did it smell moldy, musty?
Yeah, stale, moldy. Nasty. One of those things where it says non-smoking room, but it smells like smoke.
Yeah.
Mike, I can't imagine that a hotel that caters to people that bring their kids to a water park and then brings the kids to the motel after the water park dry out that would smell anything like musk.
Absolutely. Yeah. How close, Rob, is this like walking distance to the park?
It could be, but you want to you want to use the parking lot because it brings you right up to the gate.
Very exciting. Yeah. Very, very, very
no,
exciting.
No, it is. So. You make a left out of the hotel and a right into the park.
Like so you were there. You didn't get murdered. There. And was there any other nice stuff about the red roof?
Well, I was the next morning. I got off and I said, hey, looks like my stuff hasn't been touched. Look like no one came through the attic.
Good.
I said, you know, if I wanted a free hotel room, I could just stay up there, climb up there now. They would think I'm checked out. I can climb down and use the shower when the people aren't here. And then go right back up there, and I could just live inside this hotel.
Yeah, you could be, you know, absolutely. And they'd think you vacated the premises.
Yeah.
Then the thought of that creeped me out so much that I did not open up the attic access because I did not know how I would handle if there was a man up there.
Now, because the hunted became the hunter.
Let me ask a question about check-in. So is this one of those places where you go to the office that's attached, and that's where you do your checking in for the motel? And what was that experience like? Was it
That was great. That was fine.
Okay.
No issues at all.
Normal person behind the counter?
Normal person, you know, tired, late night, watching TV or whatever, because it's after midnight. That's typical hotel. So it was normal and no surprise. And I will tell you, it had to be maybe it was just my hotel room, because we did talk to people at King's Dominion that were also staying at the Red Roof Inn, and they said it was wonderful.
Was the hotel manager's name Diego? We had an intern that was, you know, a long, long time ago, was part of the hotel industry.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, he was in the hospitality industry.
All right, so bumper sticker wisdom says those access doors are for HVAC.
It's a window rattler.
It's a window rattler. I didn't know it had a name. That's it. Yeah. Maybe at one point they had it that way.
Maybe.
No, it might have been to fix a leak or something, but either way, it's not fastened down. So, and there was room for me to push it up, so someone could get up there.
No. It's access, so the vermin have an easier time, you know, getting over to the brunch.
See, I guess you don't have the fantasy.
You think there's a brunch?
No, I don't think.
You guys don't have the fantasy I have, is that if you were to open that attic, it would be full of stuffed animals and prizes from King's Dominion, and that's where they stored them.
No, if he looked up over the edge, this is what he would say.
Oh, no, not that. He doesn't want to see that. No. Two eyes looking back is what you're saying? Or maybe
I figured best case scenario, I open it and there's an animal up there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Worst case, there's a man.
Did you make mention when you... Well, we don't have to check out by going to the desk anymore.
No,
we just
only
leave.
Rob still checks out.
I don't know how really, this rumor Rob, even started.
Rob actually feels
you
he has to
go
down
talk to
the desk.
Person at the counter.
Rob's a rule follower. Rob's always been a rule
it's
follower.
It's not checking out as much as it is making small talk. If you're leaving by the lobby anyway, you might as well say hi. I mean, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? Maybe you get a discount. Maybe they give you a sticker or a pamphlet. He's just being polite.
You're not telling the truth. You're,
no, because I've already checked out on the TV or whatever.
Yeah, but you have this
feeling. Wait, you checked out on the TV? No one does that either. You just leave.
Just leave, dude.
Don't
do
anything.
It's on your card.
I leave my room key in the room, and I just walk out.
I didn't realize this was such a sticking point. But yeah, from now on.
What do you mean? Just keep, what do you mean by the sticking point?
No.
Do you keep the key, the card
key?
No,
I stick it on the counter or table, whatever's in there. I just leave it behind.
And the Red Roof Inn, do they still use cut keys or do they use cards?
Oh, they all use cards.
Okay. They all. But that's it. Don't worry, Rob. You can actually buy the room. Spend your night as many nights as you want, and then Amscray. And they don't even slide anything under the door anymore. They don't do that. That doesn't.
How was checking out at the truck stop?
That actually, my shirt never touched my back. I was out of there as fast as I could that morning. I checked out the way you
comparing it to Rob's, comparing it to Josh's Red Roof Inn. Mm-hmm. How did the truck stop compare to the Red Roof Inn?
If you were to compare them in like a percentage way, it sounds like Josh was at the Grand Hyatt with a huge fountain in the lobby.
That bad.
And Mike,
it was the Oyo or whatever it was
the
called.
The Oyo was so bad that, you know, I think in that service industry, oftentimes instead of cleaning, they paint. And there were no sharp corners left in this hotel room for all the coats of paint. Everything had been rounded off. Yeah. And it looked like I did have a window that looks like it had been busted open and then resealed.
Was there any, like, even a coffee machine there? There was probably no breakfast or anything.
No,
like
there,
that,
was,
right?
There was a vending machine with meth is all they had. And I didn't have exact change, so I couldn't use that.
So
no,
what would you...
There was a coffee machine that I would never use.
Okay. I got you. All right. Yeah. So, Josh, any other details? Or is that pretty much your experience?
No, that was my experience at the Red Roof Inn. And then I got out of there. I got to the park nice and early because I was creeped out at my hotel.
Yeah. And you two, as far as the rendezvous went smoothly, did we get a head count of numbers of people? 400, 500, 600?
I got like 482. What was it, Josh, that you had?
I think total occupancy of the park was around 20,000.
Right, yeah.
All right, very good. That's,
and they were turning
thank you
people
for that
away.
Statistic of the turnout for your meeting.
We both got there for rope drop. Josh was there when I got there. I got there at 10:45 for an 11 o'clock rope drop. I found him in line.
You know what's nice about rope drop at KD is before they unlock the gates, they play the national anthem and everyone turns to the flag.
They do. Mm-hmm. And
I
they
did
take
not
off.
Expect
they,
it.
They. Some people take off their novelty hats and put
they
them
do.
Over their heart.
How American!
It really
that
is.
It's, that's
I
just
mean, especially
astonishing.
Mike with the Susco Cinema.
Did you have anybody? Did anybody show up?
Yes, as a matter of fact, they did.
Okay.
And I want to congratulate Brian LeCompte, who came down and won our family 4-pack of tickets. Congratulations,
all right.
Brian.
Good, good. Yeah. So you had a good conversation with Brian?
And also, and Brandon and his wife were there. They were great. They were super nice. They found us at the Blue Ice Cream stand. And Mike, the Blue Ice Cream still exists.
Okay.
And hopefully they survived the Red Roof Inn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they were there too.
And did you get a chance to ride some coasters and do that type of thing?
Absolutely. Well, Josh is not a coaster guy. So I rode coasters by myself.
Did you take any listeners with you on the coaster?
They were not interested in coasting with me.
Did
we
you
saw them,
take the listener with
Mike,
you?
Mike, we saw them around the park. Now, Josh and I did do the bumper cars together. Not in the same bumper car, to be
we
clear.
We should have done the same bumper car.
We should have done the same bumper not. Car. We did the merry-go-round together, which was nice.
And we did,
and also, I found out
we did
that
the canyon.
Yeah, the Whitewater Canyon. And also, I didn't realize that, you know, a lot of times our height requirements, short people can't go on rides. Josh is almost too tall to go on some of the rides.
Well,
look,
you're not
this.
Exactly a short drink of water. I mean,
no,
you're really
look,
not.
Look
those are two tall men right there, folks.
Yeah, and you see that line right above. He couldn't ride Tumbili if he reached that line.
My favorite part of this was Rob asking a random guy to take our picture of our heights.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I see that picture again?
Absolutely.
I want to see that picture.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right.
We're very happy. I mean, that is at the end of a happy day.
Right. That looks like you've been on the water ride, both of you. Were you soggy at that point?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We are.
Yeah.
All right. I get it. And besides the water part.
Did we ride the canyon twice?
We did ride the canyon twice because we decided this was an end of the day photo on the way out.
It was.
And this is when we decided let's ride the canyon one more time before we leave, because we'll just go change anyway.
It's a great ride.
Now, did you have a formal meal when you were there, or did you just snack all day?
Two formal meals.
Really? Mm-hmm. What did you have?
Well, Josh was hungry, and I said, well, we might as well hit the two best places for food in the park. A lot of people say it's the Grain and Grill. It's not. It's very good, the Grain and Grill. But we started at Firehouse Barbecue just off of Candy Apple Grove, and we got our barbecue.
Is that related to Firehouse Subs?
No, it's not at all. This is a KD-owned property.
Okay.
And I got pulled pork and street corn.
I got pulled pork and coleslaw.
Then for dinner, Mike, I don't know the name of it. I would say, I know you have your fun. Josh would probably agree with it. It's a step above most theme park food. It's very good.
You like the food there, yes.
Yeah, but then at dinner, there used to be in Candy Apple Grove, which Josh, I think he thought I was kidding when I told him this. It used to be a macaroni and cheese restaurant.
Yeah,
now, for a theme park that does all their work in the summertime, who's buying macaroni and cheese?
You know, I think we have to really point something out right now. And this is something that the smarter listeners probably know anyway. Even though we don't sound like it, well, except for Josh, but we don't sound like Larry the Cable Guy or anyone like that when we're doing this show. You and I especially, I think we speak the mother tongue quite nicely. And you know, you would be hard pressed to identify immediately just how white trash we are.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, Rob has been white trash his whole life. I gravitated to white trash after I got away from my family.
Thought you came out as true white. Like, your coming out, Mike, is when you came in and talked about the Iron Skillet Cafe.
The real coming out was before I think you even worked for the show.
Could be. When
I took up with a lot of people down in the Annapolis area that were that were speedboaters.
Mm-hmm.
I love the speedboats. I liked Manassas, and
it was a whole thing. And as you know, Josh, from people who listen to the Grease Man, that speedboaters are different than power boaters.
I really think when you think about it, but the reason I mention this, and so because you're talking about King's Dominion, mm-hmm. you know, doesn't get any more Americana trash than that, right?
It's the trashiest and wonderful place.
King's Dominion is a step up from Six Flags.
It's high end white trash.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yes.
And
yes,
like
is.
All amusement parks, really, when you think about it. But I'm sitting with my mates that I am soon to say goodbye to down at Happy Valley.
Oh, because they're not well.
And the wet no, because I'm leaving.
Oh, that's right.
I'm saying Amscray mm-hmm. to that place. Because the drive down. Well, I say the drive down there, but it's also Kuching.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about pets, and we're talking about one of our mates is getting a dog, a really really nice Springer Spaniel at the end of the summer from a breeder. And then I mentioned, well, I have two Boston Terriers, but I said, I bet I can trump you when it comes to pets. And you know what I have in my garage? And somebody across the way goes, oh, you don't have a snake, do you? And
oh,
I said,
no.
Yes, I do. And the guy goes, you are such white trash.
That's I think that, like... you know, normally if someone in your neighborhood says they have a snake in their garage, they call testy. Because it's not a pet. It's someone who showed up.
But apparently it really is a white trashy kind of pet to have. And I was very proud of that I have that. You know?
But it's great. Do think that King's Dominion, I've been to plenty of theme parks. It's cleaner than most Six Flags parks because it has a reputation that preceded it because mm-hmm. it used to be an independent park. Keep in mind, Mike, I've been going to KD for 50 years now.
Right.
And that's, I mean, it's just, I don't like to admit this. It is literally my happy place.
And the first time you went there, you weren't planning. It was your family took you there on accident.
Yeah, they did take me on accident, and we got in on accident, and they left me on accident.
That's it. All right. Well, I'm glad you two had a wonderful time.
Well, we've got so much to talk about it.
Okay, well,
speaking of being there 50 years, Rob mm-hmm. told a kid, hey, do you want to see a picture of me here in 1976? And the kid goes, that's 11 years before my mom was born.
So you're walking up. That's not creepy at all.
Well, no, because this sets something up because we were trying to prove that we were good fans because there's something I do at the theme park that Josh didn't know about, and I haven't had success with in years, but we were able to pull it off once on this trip.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll continue this after the news. Or we can actually do the news in the third segment when we come back. We will do that. And, you know, we'll have that and it should be a lot of fun. Let's do this and we'll come back and finish this King's Dominion Odyssey right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, fudge cutters, Mike O'Mara here. I want to share something my wife Carla is really excited about at DermGlow Skin. Peptides. Peptides are natural compounds in your body that act as messengers, helping with things like repair, metabolism, sleep, and energy. Now you can supplement them all. Partnering with a trusted telehealth partner, DermGlow gives you access to doctor-prescribed peptides in all 50 states. It's simple. Take a quick online quiz, get approved, and your order ships straight to your door. Peptides can improve your energy, metabolism, and cellular health. Detox and skin support, hair, skin, and scalp health, better sleep, and the Wolverine stack for recovery and healing. And of course, GLP-1s for weight loss. Whether you're trying to lose 30 plus pounds or just the last five, there are programs and microdosing options to help with benefits like reduced cravings and better blood sugar balance. Everything is prescribed by licensed doctors safely and conveniently. If you're low on energy, struggling with weight, not sleeping well, or just not feeling your best, there may be a peptide that can help you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and click the weight loss and peptides to get started. DermGlowSkin.com, helping you feel better from the inside out. We are talking with Josh and Rob about the fabulous Odyssey that is King's Dominion. You had a very nice time, the two of you. By the end of the day.
Yeah, I thought Josh would have bailed by about 3 o'clock.
That was the plan.
Were there any more people in tow? When did you lose any listeners?
Instantly,
yeah. I mean, I think it was like, nice that
the
they came
down.
Had,
what, 2 people came to the meet and greet?
No.
And three?
Yeah.
Were you disappointed in that?
Yes. But also, I tell you what was able to...
bad weather.
Rob, it's not you. It's me. I should be disappointed in that. We promoted that quite a bit.
I can temper thy tears with this. I think the reason it was poorly attended, everyone was calling for a cloudy, rainy day. And it turned out there wasn't a drop of rain until we left the park that night. And we could walk on to any rides we wanted.
It was really you two on a date.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, it was the best date ever.
It was.
Do you think that I could have done a more enthusiastic job with promo? I thought I really tried to sell it.
It was hot and cold with your promotions.
What was the cold part, though?
The cold is when you would just make fun of the very notion of the idea of an amusement park. That is a sort of off-putting.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
But then there was some excitement, like when we would write the copy that made you laugh. You liked that.
Yes.
Like, use your turn signal. You liked that.
That's funny. But let's be honest.
Well, here's my new shirt.
This is never for the listener. This is for Rob and I to hang out and get new King's Dominion shirts.
Yeah, you got King's Dominion.
Let me see. I really can't see yours, Josh. Let me take another look at that if you don't mind. What do we have there? We got 1975 is when it came into existence?
That's when they opened the first doors, yes. So
it was, what was I, 16? I was 16 years old when that was.
And that's when you were working, was it the ring toss?
Yeah, I was working on the carnival row. Do they have carnival games?
Funny you should bring it up.
They do, and that's what we found, is we didn't know that each other loved carnival and arcade games.
Oh, I love carnival. Now, there is something we can all agree on. I like, because it's a game of chance. It's a form of gambling.
So we get on the Midway. The Midway is sort of what, you know, it's on Candy Apple Grove, and there's rides sprinkled around, but there's all the traditional games, the ring toss, the roll of the ball. And the one we went to was the one with the squirt gun. And you squirt into a flower, and it makes a prize rise to the top. And if you get to the top first, you win.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been able to do this in the past. It's been years since I've been able to do this. But I walked up, and we actually have some audio to support this.
Okay.
I talked the game attendant into letting me use his microphone to call the contest.
Hiding.
I don't know.
From all the people here today.
Yeah, not the busiest day I've ever seen at the park. 2, please. I'll take number 8.
Which one's the fastest?
Number 8.
What game are we playing here?
Squirt the water in the clown's mouth, or flower in this case.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite all-time carnival games. Love it, love it, love it.
Okay.
And it's great when it's a sparsely attended place because you get prizes.
A $12 game?
How much was it per person?
$12.
Yeah.
$12?
I know. You're guaranteed to win, though. You're guaranteed to win.
What the fuck?
I was thinking about it, and I wasn't sure if they make it 24 per table, so no matter how many people
are there. It used to be $2.
If that.
I know.
The cord's not going to reach for you.
They handed me like a CB microphone.
You want to do play-by-play while squirting your gun?
Yeah, sure. I mean, one of
No, see, you should have just done the play-by-play.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, then it would have just been Josh.
This guy was hiding behind
the
wall.
Nobody
now
else
he's
there.
All the attention over.
It's an hour at the tower, courtesy of the Mike O'Mara Show. And,
thank you, Rob.
TMOSpodcast.com.
He wants number 8.
One of
God
us
bless
will
you
win.
Promoting the show.
I'll take 12.
Prize.
He got attention. People
and,
came over to check
you
it out.
Step up and place your bets. That would be great. By the way,
you got us some competition.
Oh, are you going to play too? No, you just want to watch. What's your name?
She just can't believe they gave
Tracy
a customer
and the
microphone.
My grandkids. Grandkid, you're not old enough to have grandkids.
Yes, sir,
no, I don't buy it. No. What's your name? I love your necklace. That is really cool.
I missed my calling.
You totally did. Look at how natural you are at this.
I don't like that.
Had you had a gummy?
No.
I think
it's great.
I had
listen
more.
To this.
Okay, who do you think is going to win, me or Josh? Josh is going to win?
I'm going to win. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Josh is going to win because he's focused.
All right. Yeah. You ready?
Yeah,
all right.
All right.
Okay.
12 and 8.
Is that ready the guy that's running it in the background? Mm-hmm. Shut up. Let Rob do his thing. Go.
Let him go. Here we go. It's really close right now, but number 8 seems to have the advantage. Don't worry. I'm going to give my prize.
Are you 18, Josh?
No, I'm here 8. We go.
He's 8. I'm 12.
Yes, I caught it.
You were right. 8 was faster.
Rob, did you beat him and... You
yes.
beat
yes.
him
Rob
and
won.
Maintain the microphone
he
state.
Did.
That
absolutely.
Is that is a stunning accomplishment. Do you normally he kick did. Ass in this game?
I haven't played this game since I was 12, so I have no clue.
Rob's
so
probably
sure
been to this particular game 50,000 times.
It's just the natural carny in me. No, 8's my favorite number. But also there were several other games that we don't have audio of. I think it was 3 or 4 before we found one that Josh would beat me at, and he was very frustrated.
Because these
games of skill, I was just
dusting we went into the arcade and we said, let's have some fun in competition. So we'd pick out games that were versus each other. You know, skee ball.
Yeah.
Like a bowling, rolling the ball thing.
How did you do at skee ball, Rob?
I beat Josh.
He beat me in everything. He destroyed me in all
these
games. He lives
there. Even though, no, but you see, I don't normally do the carnival games. Because
thank you,
I'm,
Linda Goen, for the super chat. We appreciate that. Thank you so much for supporting the Mike O'Mara
Show. The thing that shocked me was the throw the baseball and knock the stuffed cats over game. I dusted him on that.
Yep. He dusted me in the toss the ball into the milk jug.
Yep, exactly.
Is this one of your favorite parts of the park?
Well, it hadn't been until this very moment. Normally, I'm sort of particular. I usually prefer whack-a-mole. I'm very good at whack-a-mole, but they
but,
didn't
so
have
you
it.
Don't like, you don't pony up the money to do the extra stuff.
Well, when I found out that Josh and I had a shared interest in carnival-styled games, then we spent some money.
Yeah.
Okay,
We spent hours in the arcade.
we
left
we really
the arcade,
did.
Went and had dinner, and then we came back to the arcade.
What was dinner? I know you mentioned lunch.
Oh,
what was dinner?
The macaroni and cheese restaurant had been converted into a Mexican cantina.
The
and we both got
cantina.
Salads that come in a big fried tortilla, you know, like a tortilla bowl.
Yeah, okay, like a taco salad.
But,
all right.
But here's
without
the thing
lettuce.
That you
more
need
like
to know,
a
Mike.
Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Where we ended up really going, most of all, Josh liked the game called Tower of Tickets, but what I liked was the Wizard of Oz Waterfall. Now, I'm sure you know the Waterfall game. It used to be real quarters. Now it's just tokens, and you drop the tokens into a moving slide
and
apparatus.
It can push it forward. I've seen,
Yeah.
There are fake ones of these online. That they make you think the guy's really winning an amazing amount of money.
Well, we got pretty good at it. And there we got to a point where we worked where the biggest prize you can get in it is a card. And two cards were right on the edge. And we said, we're not going to spend any more money. No one's going to win the card. And then as we're walking away, I would say he's about 16, 17, large fellow. Jumped into where we were playing, and it really pissed me off because we had primed that card.
Did he get the card instantaneously?
Well, no.
No.
Because I went and charged up my card, and Josh and I returned and sort of encircled watching him do it because I was literally salty. I'm not going to let him benefit from the amount of money I pumped in. And so then he left. We swooped in like buzzards.
Okay.
And I think on the fourth coin drop that Josh had, he won two cards.
Two cards.
Two cards.
Now, what are you hoping to win in this particular circumstance?
Well, that will come in a moment.
You get right. points.
Yeah, and then it's like a Chuck E. Cheese.
But see, this kid came over and suddenly was trying to give Rob advice on the machine.
Right.
The kid that stole the machine from us.
All right.
And then Rob turns to him and goes, "We've been here for hours." And the kid goes, "Well, what do you mean? I've been in here for hours." And then Rob goes, "I'm not trying to fight you."
I said, "This is not a contest, pal.
It's not a contest."
Right. And so, but you were salty and you wanted to beat him.
Yeah.
The cards fell. The kid goes on the other side of the machine and we just hear the loudest sigh.
Yeah, he was not happy.
He was not happy.
So tasty.
And what was the windfall that you got?
This is a fact. We went up to a guy at the prize counter, and he's dressed as like a sheriff. I don't know if that's required or it's just a choice. I have no hair, but when someone
best day ever
that has hair and keeps it clipped really short, they look like they might be in treatment for something. And I said to him, "Here's how many points we have." And he took very long time counting up the points and the cards and everything. I said, "What's the noisiest thing you've got?" And he said, "You're about 1,400 away from the noisiest thing we've got." And so Josh said, "All right, let's go back to the Tower of Tickets." And Josh, right away, like it was his job, got 1,400 points in no time.
And what was it?
Yeah, we came back, and Josh, and this will ultimately be for you, Mike. We won this for you.
Thank you. God bless you. You know, I love sound of it.
Machine, voice changer, can change my voice.
This, now we can be our own Carnival Barker.
I am surrounded by idiots, ladies and gentlemen.
And Mike, if you doubt the fact that I have been going to this park for 50 years.
Yes.
That's me. In the middle, in the bumblebee striped shirt.
Look at you.
At the King's Dominion International Street. There are no trees on International Street yet because they hadn't grown yet.
Right.
And that is 50 years ago, 1976.
Let me enlarge that.
Yeah, please.
Take a look. Okay. Can we see that picture again, please? Yeah. Thank you. Let me see. Oh, there you are. Okay. Yeah. There you are, and that's Pop right there, right?
No, that's his twin. That's my
Uncle
Pete.
That's his twin. Oh, that's Pete. That's Uncle Pete.
In the green is my Aunt Lynn, then my Uncle Pete, then my mom, me.
There's your mom. That's Sharon.
My Aunt Maria and my cousin Kathleen.
So. Oh, look at you. Look at little Rob.
What's wild, I remember that day as clear as a bell, and I said, I'm going to go to this place for 50 years.
Oh, beautiful.
The best part about King's Dominion is Rob and I had a great time. The whole day.
We really did.
Neither of us really have friends to go out and do things with. So here we had a chance to go out.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
We had a friend, and we weren't burdened with children or spouses.
Right. They called for horrible weather. The weather was fine. It was nice and not too hot. It was overcast. So the crowds were way down, and the KD employees are just fun, and they'll go along with Rob Schtick and talk to him and have fun. And
look at how happy you've made our guy.
It was a great time.
Thank you.
So good. And so we were so happy that, and as you know, we haven't brought it up yet, but I am a King's Dominion ambassador. I would say before the year is out, we're going to try to do a live streaming broadcast from King's Dominion. And a day that the beautiful weather. Mike, stay tuned. We came up with so many great ideas of stuff we can do.
We're going to do it either approved or not approved.
You're going to do it.
We're not going to prevent you from coming. You are always invited.
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't have to go though, right?
No.
And when you say approved or not approved, you're going to do it whether they let you or not.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Either on stage or off.
The screaming success of An Hour Under the Tower. How do they dare say no? They even offered to set up a table for us.
Yeah.
Certainly, I'm glad they didn't do that.
No, me too.
But
well, we could have put the karaoke machine on the table.
I showed you those tiny microphones that I brought along.
Yes.
We wore those the entire time in the park. Like 6 hours, we wore them.
I think, Josh, you did too. I forgot I was wearing it at times.
Yes, because if you remember, I went to the bathroom twice with the microphone on and realized as I looked in the mirror washing my hands.
Yeah, look for that on the dark web.
Did you take that speaker with you when you went to the bathroom?
Oh, look at me.
Well, that's required. That's
look good. At All right. me.
I want to hear more if we've got more, but you know, congratulations on making our boy Rob happy. That's the man that deserves a little happiness in this terrible year he's had.
As sad as this sounds, it was the happiest I've been in 8 months.
God,
it was great.
And the only thing, you know, all our listeners that have listened for a long time should know this, that, well, it's the happiest Rob's been in a long time, and it also means that, Josh, soon you're going to die. I just wanted to mention that. That's just
What's not to be happy about? I get on a roller coaster, I feel 25 years younger, and then the next morning I feel 25 years older.
All right, we got some tidbits coming up for you, but first, hello, everyone. Mike here, and you're there. As a rule, I don't ask for much, but this matters to me. If I hire a professional, I want them to be a professional. I don't want them to overcharge. I don't want to have to work on their schedule. I hate waiting between noon and six, that kind of crap. The worst part is when they finally get to work, you realize I could probably do this better, faster, and cheaper. Well, guess what? You can, thanks to Pesty.
Yes.
You can control your own extermination situation. Hey, I like the extermination situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I used Pesty. Pesty is DIY pest control made ridiculously easy. Their custom kit takes just minutes to apply, and treatments start at only $35. That's it. You get a plan tailored to your location, your climate, and the creepy crawlers that crawl around your house. We're talking over 100 kinds of pests, ants, spiders, roaches, even scorpions. Yes, I said it. Scorpions.
Ooh.
Forget about it. Just forget about it. The Pesty Kit comes with everything. Reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, instructions all ready to go. You can treat your entire home in under 10 minutes. I've done it. Rob's done it. We love it. Here's the kicker. Pesty is kid and pet friendly. Their products have been used in hospitals and schools nationwide, and they back it all with a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. No hassle, no questions asked. I promise you it works. Keep the bugs away with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off, Rob Spiewak.
These are postponed tidbits because they're a break late.
Yes, they are. Thank you. Big shakeup in the media world today.
What?
Comcast announced that it will spin off NBC Universal and Sky into a completely separate standalone company. Hmm. The move confirmed Monday will divide Comcast's entertainment empire that includes, get ready for this, this is a big deal, NBC, Bravo, Peacock, and Sky, and they're going to take that away from its core broadband and wireless business. This is one of the most significant corporate restructurings in the media industry in years. Analysts say it could reshape who controls some of the biggest names in television and streaming going forward. We'll keep you updated as more details come along.
You add up all those things, even Peacock, they don't have enough to even support a streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
I canceled Peacock because I'm not paying whatever it is a month to watch Saturday Night Live the next day, and that's the only thing I was using it for.
But well, we know the whole plan is to bring all the streaming stuff together to replace cable networks, and then it be a big three streaming networks instead of big three cable networks.
That's exactly what I agree. I think that's exactly what the plan is.
Screw us.
Just to screw us and charge whatever they want. That's just the way it works.
If you actually listen to the tape of us at King's Dominion twice, you can hear Josh be a big streaming service.
Yes, with his, with his box.
Exactly. I'm in here.
Colored box that he has there with that very, very exciting.
Mike, it's the wireless karaoke system.
There it is. Overseas now, a fragile ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran is hanging by a thread. Mm. Iran launched ballistic missiles and drones at a U.S. airbase in Kuwait and the Navy's Fifth Fleet in Bahrain over the weekend. Retaliation after the U.S. struck 5 Iranian targets following an Iranian drone attack on an oil tanker near the Strait of Hormuz. We're back to where we were.
I thought we won. Didn't we win?
Well, I thought it was over, but it's not. President Trump warned over the weekend that Iran will no longer exist. He said that before.
Yeah.
If the U.S. is forced to militarily complete the job.
What can we do to make it so he doesn't exist?
It doesn't sound like he's making it up as he's going along. It really does.
I can't even give him that much credit. I think it's like just like a fever dream.
It's not cool.
I think he feels lied to by his generals when they told him it would be an easy in and out. Now he's irritated.
Yeah.
He's used to being the guy that delivers the lies.
Yeah.
And, not the other way around. Despite the escalation, Trump announced Monday that American and Iranian negotiators will meet Tuesday in Doha, Qatar, though a senior Iranian official says no such meeting with U.S. technical teams is currently planned. The U.S. and Iran have also agreed for now to stop attacks and allow ships to move freely through the Strait of Hormuz.
The meeting is not planned. It's going to be more of a hang. They're just going to sort of show up. It's not planned. Yeah.
They're going to play carnival games.
Yep, ski ball.
They're going to play Waterfall of Quarters.
Waterfall of Quarters and beat the 16-year-old feckhead. A difficult story. This is a bummer from the sports world. Former NFL star Chris Johnson, great football player. He's going public with a heartbreaking diagnosis. The Tennessee Titans great revealed he was diagnosed with ALS last year. Aww. Says the disease has progressed so quickly that he now uses speech-generating devices to communicate. He's now 40 years old. He was on Good Morning America with Michael Strahan, along with his wife, Brittany, and he explains that he first noticed symptoms as weakness in his right hand. He was officially diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease at age 39 after doctors recommended medication that might extend his life by only a few months and advised him to get his affairs in order. Johnson was an all-pro running back and one of the most explosive players of his era. And, you know, when you see somebody who's, you know, for somebody like me, that's a baby. That's a baby, 40-year-old guy.
Have you ever known anyone diagnosed with ALS?
We had, when I was a kid, a neighbor, and I watched him kind of slowly go, and then one day he wasn't there. He was on crutches all the time, and then he was in a wheelchair, and then it's that neurological
progression. Yeah, I'm lucky that I've never known anyone, but, you know, it still really gets to me because of all the years I watched the telethon.
Yes.
And all the people that they showed, and the kids, they decay so quickly. It's so depressing.
Look, the progress they make with all areas, cancer and everything else, mm-hmm. and by the way, I just have to mention this on a side note that I'm going to a 4th of July party, and I am going to my friend Mark Miller's house.
Millsy.
And Mark Miller called me months ago to tell me that he has cancer. And it's just a triumph that that he has gotten this treatment. And so far, knock on wood, the treatment is still working for him. And he's doing remarkably well, beating all the schedules.
A beloved guy and a great guy and a guy that loves to give you shit. I think it's going to be a great party.
But that's what it takes to get Mike to come to your party.
Yeah, Mike would come to. He wouldn't come to my party until I didn't show up that day.
Oh, f you! Anyway, let's move on.
What are the fireworks laws in Florida? Because I know Josh has had some.
You can do anything you want.
Sensational!
Absolutely, blow the whole fucking thing.
Send you a box
up.
Of matches.
The music world gathered today to remember a giant, star-studded funeral. Legendary record executive Clive Davis.
This is Clive Davis.
It took place a Monday morning. That's this morning in New York City, drawing tribute from across the industry that he helped build. Alicia Keys, Bruce Springsteen, Barry Manilow, Jennifer Hudson, Dionne Warwick, Kenny G, among the performers and mourners honoring the 5-time Grammy winner, famously nicknamed the man with the golden ears. Mm-hmm. And Whitney Houston, just the names keep coming when it comes to Clive Davis. What a genius in the music industry, and made the modern music industry what it really is.
I wonder if he has any survivors in his family, because he has to have a lot of money.
Oh, I would imagine the reading of the will would be quite significant, I think. Yeah. And you get nothing unlike it. Spalding. What are we going to give Spalding
today? Hi, this is
Neil
Sedaka. I'm also dead, but I'd like some of the money.
Yes, sorry. Fortunately, not there to see it, Rob.
That is sad.
Taylor Swift's surprise cameo splits a national crowd. This is the headline. A little pop meets country drama out of Nashville. Taylor Swift surprised country icon Alan Jackson during his farewell concert with a virtual appearance. She's everywhere, Rob.
It's almost like she's got something coming up.
She popped up on a screen during his final ever show. The reaction in the room, though, was anything but unanimous. Her cameo prompted both cheers and boos from the country crowd. Perhaps we're not the only ones that are beginning to get just a little crispy when it comes to Taylor.
Taylor needs to watch her ass, because when I got on the microphone at King's Dominion, everyone was happy.
Yes, yes. Everybody was unified in their love of you.
And carnival games.
And carnival games. Finally today, World Cup news. Merlin, a duck who became a viral sensation during this year's World Cup, showed up dressed in his own miniature Mexican national team jersey.
A Mexican duck.
Ahead of Mexico's match against the Czech Republic, appearing alongside his owner at the daily presidential press conference in Mexico City. But despite his star power and perfectly matching kit, FIFA rules ultimately kept Merlin out of the stadium for the actual match. A tough break for sport's newest and smallest breakout star. Maybe next time. Merlin has now left the World Cup venue and will be traveling to Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon, Virginia, where he will be watching the rest of the World Cup with the Jimmy's Old Town Tavern Goose. I don't know if it has a name or not. It's just the Old Town Tavern
Jot Goose. Goose.
The Jot Goose, ladies and gentlemen. So good for that. That's all I've got for you today, ladies and gentlemen, along with something very special. There are a lot of great cruises. Tom Cruise, Santa Cruz, Penelope Cruz, Cruising for Chicks. Oh, I'm sorry. My favorite cruise, Ted.
Yeah, he's great.
But none can hold a candle to the TMOS 2027 cruise. This year, it's a better price, a longer trip, and plenty of time to prepare. Join me, Rob, Josh, and your fellow Americans aboard the all-new Margaritaville at Sea Islander, sailing January 21st, 2027. Enjoy 5 days, 4 nights of laughs, a live podcast recording, meet and greets, tropical weather in the dead of winter, and plenty of time to unwind. Plus, on-ship tattoos.
Yes.
You can go to the buffet, get yourself a deli sandwich, and then tattoo a picture of it on your thigh.
You know what it is? It's a memory that lasts.
Yes, that's right. Buffets. Jimmy buffets.
Get it?
Get it? Depart from Tampa. You'll get 2 relaxing days at sea, a Saturday stop in beautiful Cozumel, and 1 final chill day before heading home on Monday. Call 800-814-7100. Full details are at tmospodcast.com. Just click store. This is TMOS Valhalla. We need you there. Book now and lock in your price, and we will see you under the sun. No FOMO for you. FOYO. FO.
No mo FOYO. FOYO.
FO. Doyo. FO. We mentioned how, you know, King's Dominion, a little white trashy.
Yeah.
I think that I might have you trumped on the white trash activity. You know how we are in the midst of working on Carla Casino? Oh, yeah. By the way,
CC.
Interesting visitors to Carla Casino, just checking up on her to see.
Like
voices,
who?
Names from the past. Very,
really?
Very interesting. Yes. Hi, Joe. You know, hi, Don. It's just, it's interesting who's looking at, and my family, of course, word to me about it, but people, apparently tracking on this casino.
Wouldn't it
Carla deal.
If this entrepreneur, this sort of venture brought some of your old friends back into your life.
Wouldn't that be special, huh?
I'd love that.
It's interesting.
Do have a super chat that we should acknowledge.
Oh, let me see.
Thank
here.
You,
hold
James
on.
Malloy.
Let me get to... Oh, thank you very much. We appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you for the $20 super chat. Much, much appreciated. So Carla is talking about this, and I think some of the people that come to her brick and mortar store are aware that she's this Casino Carla persona that we haven't really officially launched yet by getting out to the bad place and doing it. Negotiations ongoing with that, and I am communicating. I had a chat with somebody from the outfit today.
Let me put a finger on your wrist and take your pulse, because you were not enthusiastic and a little gritty about the whole process last week when we spoke. Are you more optimistic now?
Perhaps a touch, but I don't believe in counting chickens unless we're ready to go with this type of thing. So
right.
While the conversation was pleasant today, I got no commitment, and
but at least you had conversation. I mean, that's a step.
Yeah, but I also got the feeling that we're not alone in doing this, that there are numbers of people trying to do this type of thing. So who knows? We'll see where it takes us. There are lots of options out there, and we'll see how it goes. But at least there was communication.
We are watching very carefully because Josh and I are ready to launch Josh and Rob Arcade.
It's going to be exciting. Lots of things going on in the Mike O'Mara show. So one of the ladies that watches Carla Casino comes in, and a short time back, I hope I don't get in trouble for this.
I don't think you will.
Oh, you might be wrong. A short time back, they had these little local places that are more like, they're called arcades, as a matter of fact, like you say.
I remember when you discovered them, there was amount of delight. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. But they, unregulated. Yeah, they got raided all over the place. Raided.
Hey, maybe that's what happened to your chiropractor.
Yes, exactly. By the way, since you brought that up, it made me think of video. Let's check in if we can now and see how our friend Larry Penning's doing. Yeah. Do you want to check, Rob, and see how that's going?
I'd love that.
Let's let's check in with Larry Penning for just a second there. Okay.
Thrifted home here in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. It is Thursday. Going to the club for happy hour. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm sure everybody will be there. Carol and Chris and Kent. And Dwayne and Michael and all the gang. Now I'm wearing, this is a Tommy Hilfiger shirt that I bought thrifted in Florida. It's a beautiful heavy cotton. It is woven, not printed. So, and it just, the cotton feels so good. I have not worn it because I didn't find anything it looked good with. And today I realized it is perfect with these white linen pants, my blue boat shoes, my blue belt. This is my blue seersucker blazer.
What about Dave?
And this is a very classic look. I'm really very happy with it.
Is Dave going to wear
and
a matching
outfit? I had an appointment with the urologist in Milton. And so on the way back, we stopped at an antique mall that we used to shop in a lot. We hadn't been in there in years.
Okay.
And I found this gorgeous bird. I just love it.
Oh, my God.
It's got this little...
beak?
Worm in his beak.
Oh,
he's just
adorable.
So pretty. I just thought he was elegant. He's going to go on my bookshelves here.
Well, what about
in the
Dave?
Family room.
Is Dave there?
So, let's see what Dave loves.
Let's see what Dave's wearing.
He's wearing.
Look at that.
This shirt that has that exact color in it. Blue pants, blue belt, blue shoes.
This is for you, Rob. I knew you'd love this.
I'll have one before we leave. That's for sure.
As a rule.
Is Bob your uncle?
Oh, and we have on our amethyst pins. That's our both. We share our birth stones. He's February 19. I'm February 22nd. So
close.
Yeah, Bob's your uncle.
Say it.
Bob's your uncle. Now I'm going to be sure to say
Bye. All right. Now
he's using a teleprompter.
Is he?
He's got a little clicker in his hand to move it along as he's speaking.
Well, you don't think you can get on camera and talk that well and precisely and think of the name of a worm?
Look, don't you slam my guy? Don't you slam my guy?
Although I will give, I think Dave, as a rule, was a better dresser, but I think Larry got him that time. And who would think that the outfit, the complicated outfit, would go with that shirt is a blue blazer with khakis? Just thinking outside the box.
We are running so late right now. I'll try to get this in as quickly as I can. Carla's told by a client, says there's a little dive bar, and it was a dive bar. And next door, there's a place where you like ring a buzzer, and they let you in. And in there are some slots.
Well, those people love cameras.
And so, no, we didn't do any shooting in there at all. And it was sketchy. It was the whole thing. The whole evening was sketchy. The bar was really not refrigerated. They took their beers out of ice chests.
They're using ice.
Oh, yeah,
that's great. Like the pilgrims did.
We had a perfectly wonderful evening. We had a lot of fun.
Credit cards or just cash?
It was. I don't believe we used any credit cards whatsoever. Perhaps not leaving a paper trail was the best idea we had.
Good. You didn't sign in any book or anything.
No, but Casino Carla did much better than Loser Larry over here. I didn't do that well. So it was wonderful. We had a whole evening.
Yeah.
And it was how we love this activity. I tell you, wherever we get, nobody kicked the door in and put us in the back of a car. And as I said to my friends, if that happened, well, you'd have content on this show.
Yeah.
So
how sticky was it? 10 being the stickiest. Scale of 1 to 10.
Not really sticky at all. It was not really sticky. On one side, there appeared to be the kind of chairs you would see in a casino. On the other side, the kind of chairs you'd see at a, you know, an office supply store that was going out of business.
I was going to guess that they would be big on stackable chairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, or folding chairs. What about the clientele?
That might be the biggest problem of all. There was one particular young lady who was in there that perhaps was in some way under the influence of a narcotic. But at one point, Carla congratulated her on winning.
Nice.
And she got a death stare, like I'm going to kill you kind of stare. Mm. I yeah. And she was with a very large gentleman who was wearing a tank top and did not appear to
you
have
that
many
teeth. You don't
want to
yuck her yum. She's having a good time. Leave her alone. Yeah.
It was.
You learn. You live, you learn.
Why is somebody calling me Mopey Mike? Oh, Mopey Mike for the losing casino.
Exactly.
Thank you. All right. We have to take another quick break here. When we come back, we'll do something. I have no idea what.
We'll do a beautiful video.
Oh, are we already a beautiful video? That's good. That's good to know. But, you know, if you want to know where the sketchy casino is, just meet me on the street and I'll share it with you. I'll let you know exactly where it is.
Three taps on the stall.
Yes, three taps on the stall. And by the way, if you go into one of those stalls, you look at the guy next to you and you tap on the divider and say, don't you hate these things? But first, check your calendars, folks. This year, Independence Day falls on the 4th of July. You need to get ready to grill, baby, grill. That's what Josh is always saying. We are ready for the Sester Centennial. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah.
Sester Centennial.
Sester, I think, means 2.5.
Because we have Omaha Steak Burgers, and they're on sale. Declare independence from lousy beef. These things are big, thick, juicy, steakhouse-quality behemoths made from filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, brisket, and sirloin. They're so delicious. The kind of burgers that make your grill proud to be an American. just $99.99 gets you 20 huge 6-ounce steak burgers, plus 8 free Wagyu smash burgers. That's 28 delicious reasons to celebrate America as we grab some beefy goodness. They go straight from freezer to grill to your belly. Your taste buds will thank you, Omaha. That's the ticket. So get ready for grilling season with the mouthwatering Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack, including 8 free Wagyu Smash Burgers. That's 28 burgers, just $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and as a bonus, use promo code Mike. To get $35 off your order. That's $35 off with promo code MIKE. Terms apply. See site for details. And remember, you can't have red, white, and blue without red meat.
True.
Very, very patriotic, Rob Spiewak.
I love this country, Mike. That's why.
Yeah, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Beautiful
Jerry
video.
Time.
We don't have much time, so let me get to the most important tapes that I think we have, Mike. And it's Alameda, California. There's a problem. A lady was attacked. And this is why you should buy beef, because she was attacked by turkeys.
Back at home, the city of Alameda is warning residents to be on alert after a series of recent attacks by wild turkeys, of all things. City officials say they've been called out twice in the past few weeks as
turkey
the birds terrorize.
This is interesting to me because I come from an area up in Maine where they are all over the place.
Story. It happened and it was very real.
1 week later, and the bruises still haven't healed on
dear God.
Mary Jo Kelly's face.
How'd they get up to her head?
Last Thursday, the longtime Alameda resident was on her nightly walk.
Just like that.
Oh, look at those bastards.
When you have a turkey, what's the best part? The skin.
Wow. Is that
she
it?
She was attacked from behind by a pair of wild turkeys.
Yeah,
they're all males.
And I broke my glasses. I hit my palm of my hand.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
Bled in the nose.
After managing to get away from the turkeys, Kelly called her husband, who took her to the ER.
Yeah. Oh,
it was there that she got a CT scan as well as 6 stitches.
Is she blind?
In the right hand.
No.
The incident has left her shaking.
Oh my God.
Frustrated. Kelly wants Alameda to do more to protect its residents from the
I
turkeys.
Hate you.
She worries that what happened
I hate
to her
this reporter.
Because he's good looking?
Else.
Yeah, and he doesn't wear a tie. Why can't the turkeys attack him?
He's thin and he's fit and everything you hate.
I bet he doesn't go to theme parks. Anyway, so watch out, Alameda. The turkeys, they be coming.
Yeah. Now, you know what? As I said, you've been up to Maine and seen the turkeys up there, right?
Oh, sure.
I mean, they're all over the place. I never thought they were attacked. But they shouldn't be like on the street anyway. They should be out in the woods.
Those those are gang turkeys. You can tell they're smoking.
Inner city turkeys?
You ever have a smoked turkey?
There you go. Watch out.
You two are baseball fans. I'll close with this because we're running a little
late. What a whiff since you brought it up.
Okay. Okay.
What a weekend. What a weekend. First time since 2018, the Red Sox have swept the Yankees in Fenway Park, four wins in a row, absolutely, in a season that was one big bag of dog shit.
Yeah, Mike.
This was delightful.
This hadn't happened since before COVID.
It was wonderful. I was so excited. It was a great weekend for baseball.
Do either of you follow at all the Diamondbacks?
No.
Josh?
I mean, I see the highlights, okay. But not
so
really.
Do you know a pitcher they have named Mitch Bratt?
I am not familiar.
Well, he's difficult.
I blame his parents.
There you go. Gets away with anything.
You got to see this guy's pitching style. I mean, I'm not even a baseball guy.
Is this the guy that pauses and
Mike,
trickery?
You can't even describe it.
Oh, good. I haven't seen this guy.
Watch
it. Finish to his delivery, a little bit of funky motion in there, but when he follows,
he like does a windmill with his leg.
He's a mild, wild thing.
I mean, is that crazy? I'll show it to you again.
Well, usually
finish to his delivery, a little bit of funky motion in there, but when he follows through Gonzo, he's kind of hopping around all over the place. He's a mild, wild thing.
I mean, go ahead, Josh.
Well, I think by the rule that back foot needs to be on the rubber when the ball is released.
Do you know about him?
He must.
Let's bring our baseball. Let's bring our baseball consultant.
Okay,
and lean right down here. You know about this? Show the video one more time of this guy.
This is Mitch Bratt.
This might be our expert.
Delivery, a little bit of funky motion.
You know this guy?
When he follows,
you don't. I thought you did.
Around all over the place. He's a mild, wild thing.
Pretty cool. You know, you've got some pitchers that will fall off the mound. Mm-hmm. Where they try to get their whole body moving forward. So it's a little bit of that, which a much cooler look. Looks like he belongs on the bananas.
But tonight we've got the new team, the new mid-season team for the international tournament that my kids get. Show them your little
You better bend that brim then to block out the sun.
Hey, I'd like to get that hat for my wife.
Isn't that cool? Doesn't he look at my ball player. Look at this guy. All right. Love you, buddy.
The other thing that's fascinating about Mitch Bratt, he lives with Larry and Dave. Did you know that?
Yeah, we are running late. He's pointing.
One of the commenters. There was a commenter that Rob and I will be the future Larry and David.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I can be David.
Yeah.
Yes. Very exciting.
Best to keep you quiet.
Yes. I think it's wonderful. And I am so glad that the romance continues and that nothing went wrong at King's Dominion.
Everything went right.
It's the best day ever, as you said, Rob Speedway. Thank you for the super chats. Thank you for the comments. We sincerely appreciate that. You keep us chugging along on this show, and it is mucho, mucho appreciated. We will be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Josh Sharoka and Rob Speedway and Larry Penning. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
I love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Ah, you lost again.
Let me try that again.
Okay.
You lost again.
Cotton nail bath tissue.